earlier today, New York Governor Kathy Hochul was in Niagara County to discuss the Washington Republicans' actions in Washington and how that will have a negative impact on New York State, in particular Western New York. And already we've seen a couple of Republicans calling her out on the action, saying that she's just trying to inflict fear on the people of New York State with the actions. Just want to get your thoughts in terms of the continued push from Governor Hochul and other state Democrats in terms of their outspoken nature against what's going on in Washington with the Big Beautiful Bill.
Well, the Big Beautiful Bill avoided a $4 trillion tax increase on the American people and New York State taxpayers. It would have been the largest tax increase in America's history. That's gone away. It's interesting. If you look at what people think about the Big Beautiful Bill and you ask them, use those terms. 55, 56, 57% of people say they oppose the Big Beautiful Bill. But when you start asking them specific items of the bill, for example, are you in favor of extending $4 trillion worth of tax cuts? Yes, overwhelmingly yes. Are you in favor of the provisions that close the border and hire more border agents? Yes. Are you in favor of a missile defense to protect our country? Yes. And so when you go through the components of the Big Beautiful Bill, individually, they're all very popular. Democrats and the media have done a good job of demonizing the bill. And conversely, the Republicans have not done a good enough job in bringing out the positive aspects of the Big Beautiful Bill that people support. And once they know about, give a thumbs up. So, you know, again, tax cuts in New York are a good thing. So is closing the border a good thing for taxpayers in New York State.
Do you see really an end to this at all going forward? Just because it seems like, you know, every time, every year now, it seems more politically polarizing one way or the other. It just seems like this is going to continue going forward. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it's fair to say. We're living through a period of our history where the country is almost evenly divided on everything, 50-50, and not just how they vote, but how they stand on issues. And I don't see that going away for quite a while. It's going to be with us, and we just have to learn to adapt to it. And as the old saying goes, you know, all things pass, and eventually we'll get back to a time when there was less polarization, more bipartisanship, but I don't see it in the near term.
Carl, also wanted to get the chance to ask you about the situation in Texas where they're attempting to redistrict some of the lines with some of the more Democratic areas of Texas. And today, New York State hosted six of the Democratic state legislators from Texas. And just wanted to get your thoughts in terms of everything that's kind of going on there and how you see this kind of playing out going forward.
Yeah, this is just this is an old play redone. Reapportionment has always been controversial. The term gerrymandering goes back to the very founding of our country. Parties that are in power try to increase their power and keep their power. One way they do it is by gerrymandering. When Republicans do it, Democrats scream. When Democrats do it, Republicans scream. It's just the nature of the beast. However, it's interesting that, you know, Texas legislators fleeing Texas, some of them come to New York. Now, this is a state that, you know, had a commission, turned over reapportionment to a commission, and then didn't like the results of that commission's map, redid it so bad that the court stepped in and threw it out and ordered the legislature to redo the map. I mean, we're like the king of redistricting and gerrymandering in New York. Also, a number of their Texas legislators went to Illinois. If you look at a map of the congressional districts in Illinois, you'll shake your head because there's one district that goes through the middle of the state that actually looks like a staircase stepping up. It's a very contentious issue. It'll eventually get solved. It'll get solved with Republicans doing pretty much what they want because they have a big majority in the state legislature, and eventually they will pass a map. Back in the last census, the Census Bureau has admitted that they undercounted people in Florida and Texas and overcounted people in New York and California, probably gave the Democrats at least four or five additional congressional seats they didn't deserve. And so this is an attempt by Texas to say, wait a minute, we're going to make up for that mistake, which undercounted our people, and we're going to do a more accurate map to reflect our actual population. So, there's always screaming and gnashing of teeth in any reapportionment and redistricting process.
And what do you make of Governor Hochul essentially looking at it to sort of flip the script a little bit too, where she's saying, well, if Texas can do this, then New York State is absolutely going to look into this as well.
That's the state's prerogative. They can certainly do that. California has said they're going to do the same thing. Problem for California is they have redistricted Republicans almost out of existence. There's not many opportunities to take back Republican seats in California. There are three or four that could be done in New York. We'll see if she follows through with it or it's just an idle threat. I don't know yet.